We have an additional bit of Supreme Court history that could be yours for the holidays. It was on this day in 2000 when the High Court delivered its ruling in Bush versus Gore. You will recall the justices stepped in to resolve an election crisis that largely originated in Florida. Their punch card voting machines and all manner of chads hanging pregnant, dimpled, had left the election in the balance. A collector eventually scooped up more than 1,000 voting machines from Palm Beach County, the heart of the crisis. Jim Dobbins sold most of them over the years.
There were, I think, at most about 4,500 total Palm Beach County voting machines. You know, we've sold them all down to the final six. I'm going to keep one of them, so we've got five.
Dobbins used to sell these voting machines for $99. Now, as the supply dwindles, they're going for $250.
About 90% of the voting machines that people have bought over the years, a lot of times I don't ask people's political persuasion, but about 90% have gone to Democrats.
My name is Adrian Helm. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and the voting machine is in the family room up against a picture wall, and we are delighted to have it as part of our political memorabilia.
Adrian Helm's family purchased one of the punch card voting machines shortly after the 2000 election crisis. It is, of course, a reminder that her candidate did not win, but she says it's also a reminder of an older and, she believes, purer form of voting. She does not trust newer electronic machines that she says can be manipulated.
I believe that the more ways that we make it easy for people to be involved in the democratic process and allow them to have confidence that their votes really matter and will be counted accurately, the better it is for our whole culture and society.
By the way, Palm Beach County votes were problematic again 1 year ago despite changes to the way votes are cast. It took the county longer than others to post totals during Florida's close governor's race. Officials are trying to work out the kinks before next November, the presidential election.